Good morning. My name is Reverend Randall Massengill. I'm the pastor at Lafayette First United Methodist Church. We are located at 301 South Main Street in Lafayette, Georgia. Our worship services are at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to worship with you.
The book of Luke, the 18th chapter of the book of Luke, verses 9 through 14, the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector. Hear these words of the Lord. Jesus also told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and regarded others with contempt. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, was praying thusly, God, I thank you that I am not like other people, thieves, rogues, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, give a tenth of all of my income. But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even look up to heaven, but was beating his breast and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, Jesus said, this man went down to his home justified rather than the other. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, but all who humble themselves will be exalted. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. May we pray. We ask, O Lord, that it be our desire this morning to be made righteous, not from our own goodness, but from the one who is only good, and that is you, who sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins, who sent the Comforter to remind us how we are to live and to empower us to live as such. May our life be a offering of thanksgiving as we live from day to day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Jesus tells a parable for a particular reason. He tells us what he's going to tell us. What's he getting ready to do? He's getting ready to lay a story beside, and that's what the word parable means, to lay beside. A parable is laid beside something that Jesus wants us to hear. What does Jesus want us to hear? He wants us to hear a parable about some who trusted in themselves. Well, why did they trust in themselves? Well, they trusted in themselves because they believed in doing so. They were made righteous by the things they did. They didn't need anybody to make them righteous. They could fulfill that need. So that's what and how they lived their life. So the way they lived their life, they understood to be the way they would make themselves righteous. So here we have a Pharisee, and you see, for you and I in the 2019, we have a hard time hearing this story as it was told because, see, you and I have heard Jesus say too much negativity about the Pharisee. You know, two-face, wearing masks, pretending to be something they're not. You know, we've heard all of that. So whenever we hear the word Pharisee, it's almost automatic. He's the bad guy. Watch out, he's the bad guy. But in this story, in the first century of Palestine, in this parable, he's the good guy. He's the good guy. He's the holy one, the separate one, who lived a life solely for God. He lived his life in such a way that he was trying to bring honor and glory to the Almighty God. That's why he tried to keep the 613 laws of Moses. That was his way of showing God that he loved him. I mean, the way that you and I show one another that we love one another is do what the other says, right? That is, when we can. So here we have a Pharisee who is doing his best to show God how much he loves him by keeping those 613 laws, which one was twice fasting a week. And usually fasting is when you repent. This Pharisee doesn't seem to have much to repent about. I bet this Pharisee went about fasting, and I bet you knew he was fasting. I bet he didn't comb his hair and wash his face like Jesus said to his disciples, When you fast, don't act like the Pharisees. Don't look like you're fasting. They looked like they were fasting. They looked like they were starved to death. Bless their hearts, we would say in our southern way. They look like they're fasting. Bless their pea-picking hearts. Well, that's what they'd want us to say, because we'd be showing them some pity, because look at what they're doing for Jesus. Aren't they good people? Not only did they fast twice a week, but they gave a tenth of their tithe to God. Everything that they would get for their birthday, for their retirement, everything, they would give a tenth to God. That was their way of saying, God, we love you. Well, wouldn't some of us like to have some Pharisees in our church like that? Yes, we would. But here you have someone doing it not because it's his way of giving thanks to God, but it's his way of making himself right in the presence of God. He's doing what God can't do for him. He's doing it on his own. Have you ever tried to do anything on your own? Many of the things I've tried to do on my own, for the sake of Christ, I've just made a fool of myself and recklessness. But here we had somebody who thought he was succeeding. But here's something that happens when you and I think that we are righteous because of what we do. All of a sudden, we start comparing ourselves to one another. And before long, we begin living a contemptuous life. We begin comparing ourselves, thinking that we may be better than someone else, because you see, we fast twice a week. How many times do you fast? Oh, you don't. Well, bless your pea-picking heart. Well, how much money do you give to the temple? Well, I really take more money from people than I give to the temple. Well, bless your heart, you're going to split hell wide open. And then we have the publican, the tax collector, who can't lift his head to heaven. Beats his chest and says to God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Here you have someone who wasn't trying to make himself righteous. He took money from people more than he gave it. He knew who he was. That's why Jesus said to the disciples and to the Pharisees, the prostitutes and tax collectors and drunkards will get into heaven before you will. I find that to be a very interesting statement. Lord, why will prostitutes, tax collectors, and drunkards get into heaven before me? And he would say, because, Randall, they know who they are. Do you know who you are? May I say that Halloween isn't the only time people dress up and pretend to be something they're not? Halloween isn't the only season people dress up and pretend to be something they're not. This tax collector knew who he was, a sinner, in need of God's mercy. Did the Pharisee see himself as a sinner in need of God's mercy? No, he didn't. Because what did he do wrong that he needed forgiveness for? He did everything right. Have you ever gotten out of bed and found yourself in that mode? You had to do everything right? Have you ever tried to do everything right? How did that work for you? Trying to do everything right. Whenever I try to do everything right without making a mistake, I also make a fool and a job out of my life. It doesn't seem to help me at all. It only makes things worse. That doesn't mean that I'm not supposed to live a life of excellence. But if I can't accept my humanity, I'm going to have a very hard time learning what it takes to be a child of the living God. Because the only way that you and I can be saved this day is by being justified, by allowing God to give us His righteousness through His Son Jesus. For you and I, our righteousness, according to the prophet Isaiah, is as filthy as rags. There is none good but God and God alone. The only goodness and the only righteousness you and I have any hope of receiving is whatever God, out of His mercy and grace, is willing to gift you and me with. I am not righteous because of the right things I do. I want to do what is right and faithful and good out of a gift of thanksgiving for what God has done to me, not to build and create more righteousness, but to celebrate the righteousness I have been gifted with. I cannot be righteous on my own, for if I try to be, all of a sudden my attitude about my neighbor will become contemptuous. We will start comparing ourselves with one another. And I know a group that does that a lot, and I'm getting ready to confess for them. It's United Methodist Preachers. And it usually happens during June. You know, move time? Move time? You know, the kitchen cabinet is where preachers get together and say, well, have you heard where so-and-so's going? No. Where are they going? Well, they're going to where there's a steeple 50 foot from the ground. Oh my gosh, are you kidding me? What's their salary? It's $150,000. $150,000? How did they get a job like that? They're not that good of a preacher. I'm better than that. I think that's what God does, Millie. I think God says, oh my gosh, that is hysterical. Here we have preachers comparing themselves with one another based on their salaries, based on the height of the steeple. Oh my gosh, have I not done a better job than that with them? Don't they know that they are all called by grace and that I send them where they belong so that they can share the good news? It's not about the salary. It's not about the size of the steeple. It's about the people, regardless how many there are, and the pews to share the good news about. How humble those of us who serve are, regardless how big the territory is. Because to serve on behalf of God and to represent His justice and His mercy is a very humbling experience. No one deserves it. It's a trust in which we must earn. It's not something we take lightly. It can be as quickly taken from us, quicker than we earned it. So today, brothers and sisters, it is my prayer for you and my prayer for me, that you and I don't leave here righteous based on what we do. It is my prayer for you and me that you and I leave this place justified, knowing who we are, sinners in need of salvation, who can only receive it from one person. And His name is Jesus. And whenever you and I give a hot dog to somebody at Fall Festival, it's not so that Jesus can say, oh, look how good those people are. When you and I give somebody a snow cone or chips or water, or if we play games, or if we pay the whole bill and tell the community to come because it's all free, it's our free will gift to them, I hope you and I don't do it because we want God to see how good those people are at First United Methodist Church. I pray to God Almighty that that is not our attitude. I pray to God that our attitude is, we are so thankful for what God has done for us that we can't do for ourselves, that maybe we can give some joy to some people who can't afford to give themselves what we would like to give them. In other words, we're passing it forward. We're giving to them, in a sense, what God has given to us. Because brothers and sisters, when you and I forget where we come from, I'll never forget country music artists who used to play in these bars and grills and got to play for tips. Once they make it and start making these bukus of $1 million, whenever they're asked what keeps their feet on the ground, some of them say this, I haven't forgotten where I come from. Brothers and sisters, there was a time when you and I were not Christian. There was a time when all it was about was me, myself, and I. And then one day, we met Jesus, and our life changed. And it's worth changing and worth doing to share others that their life too can be that way if they see a need in which they can't meet on their own. Amen? May we pray. Oh God, it is our desire to leave this place justified not because of what we have done, but because of what you have done through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We have been forgiven. We have been showed mercy. We have been showed grace. But we are to use those things to treat one another justly. And it is our desire, O Lord, to live that life and for you to hold us accountable to that. So as we stand this morning and to sing praises to you concerning our love for your kingdom, Lord, bless our breath in which we sing with. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen.
May the Lord go behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, beneath you to lift you from your sorrows, within you to give you the gifts of faith, hope, and love, and always before you to show you the way. Amen.